Six coastal communities could lose their local connections to the University of Alaska's Marine Advisory Program. University officials say without legislative funding, they may have to close offices in some towns, including Petersburg, Cordova, Nome, Dillingham, Unalaska, and Kodiak. Marine advisory staff are best known for the educational, research, and regulatory help they provide to fishermen and other small marine-related businesses. KFSK's Matt Lichtenstein has a closer look at the program and its funding situation.
More than 50 communities, businesses, organizations, and individuals sent out letters of support for the university's Marine Advisory Program, called MAP for short. They urged legislators and other state officials to provide enough money to keep the program going in six small communities around the state. One of those letters of support came from Linda Bankin, executive director of the Alaska Longline Fishermen's Association in Sitka.
They understand what the issues are that coastal residents face. They've been very effective at working with people to develop solutions, everything from training in refrigeration systems on small boats to seabird avoidance measures for the smaller coastal boats.
The bird avoidance issue was a big deal for longline fishermen who had to comply with new federal rules aimed at preventing the catch of an endangered seabird called the short-tailed albatross. Working with fishermen and regulators, MAP agents helped study and develop avoidance methods that made more practical sense for smaller boats fishing closer to shore. Bankin says she's been especially impressed by the Young Fishermen's Summit. MAP staff started that annual event to help newer fishermen become more savvy about the technical, economic, and regulatory end of the business. Local marine advisory offices work with industry experts, agencies, and other organizations to arrange training and lectures in town on a variety of topics, from direct seafood marketing to fishing safety. MAP has been part of the University of Alaska system for about 45 years. It has 16 staff in 10 coastal communities around the state. According to program leader Paula Cullenberg, their work is driven by the needs and priorities of those communities.
We tend to focus on economic development in our communities, training our workforce, and supporting young people so that they can stay in their communities and take advantage of professional opportunities and other workforce opportunities. And then we work closely with communities on keeping their natural resources strong.
Marine advisory offices have essentially provided these remote towns with a live local link to the statewide university system.
We have such a resource-dependent population, and our communities are so geographically isolated from each other that having this network of university faculty members based, you know, often just one person in each community working on these kinds of issues allows that linkage to happen between people out in different parts of Alaska with, you know, important issues.
Overall, Cullenberg says only about 35% of MAP's funding actually comes from the university. She says the Petersburg office, as well as those in Cordova, Nome, Dillingham, Unalaska, and Kodiak, have depended on short-term grant funding from the federal government and other sources. That money is running out this year, and as a result, the six offices could end up closed, and the five MAP agents could end up without jobs. The university's Board of Regents asked the governor for additional state money to support MAP and nearly 40 other ongoing projects and programs that the board identified as high priority. However, MAP and most of those other spending increases didn't make it into the governor's spending plan. According to State Office of Management and Budget Director Karen Rehfeld, the governor was not picking particular university programs to fund or not fund. Rather, she says the administration was trying to limit overall spending increases to about 3%.
Basically said you can select within sort of this dollar amount parameter the program. So we weren't singling out the Marine Advisory Program for funding. I know that this is probably one of the single most subjects that we have received correspondence on from all over the state. So I know that if we are getting letters, I'm certain that the legislature is as well. And so I know there's a lot of interest and effort right now to try to see if that money would be included in the budget before the end of the session.
The university is asking the legislature to appropriate the $614,000 it says it needs to keep all the Marine Advisory Program offices open. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.